Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hey there, Patriots fans. Thanks for watching Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Scott Zolak. We're hanging out after a 27-26 Patriots win. Scott, the Patriots came into this game still battling injuries, in with the monkey on their back that the Giants got the best of them in the last three meetings, and yet they come out by a point. What are your initial thoughts?
Gave up a lot of big plays early in this game, and it's not the fact that you're getting beat. You're there, but you're not making the plays, and they got to fix part of that, because when you face really good teams in the playoffs, say it's going to be Cincinnati, Denver, Pittsburgh, teams that like to go vertical, you got to be able to pressure the quarterback, which they started to do more so in the second half, and you got to be able to make plays on those balls down the field. And I think we're getting to the point in the year where these type of wins galvanize the team. You start to find out, is the team real? Can they go out? We know they're 8-0, but can you go out and win a big game where you're down and you're kicked and you're down Edelman, you're down Deion Lewis, you're down three tackles, and they prove that they can do that. That's going to help them 6 weeks from now.
They willed themselves through, but it wasn't easy. Patriots on the board first, and then you see a guy like Odell Beckham Jr. They had their eye on him in practice all week, and yet he comes up with a clutch catch and straight into the end zone to tie it up.
Yeah, he got an 87-yarder there, but after that, I thought Malcolm Butler did a heck of a job locking him up all day. I don't want to say he negated him, but he took him out of the game. He really did. And they were getting beat, really, by guys like Ty down the middle, Randall on the outside. You know, and Eli was doing a good job putting the ball in spots where his guys could go get it.
As we get towards the end of the game, you mentioned Tom Brady and being able to push through adversity and get it done. But there was a point where it looked like Brady was shaken. Could you put yourself in his situation and maybe imagine what
was going on? Yeah, I've been in there. I've been getting my butt kicked around all day. You know, I used to get hit all the time. There were a few opportunities I got to play. And, you know, Brady, I thought, tried to move in pockets where he thought he was going to be protected to buy a little bit more time. You know, and a guy at 38 has the ability to do that. He got knocked around today. They'll clean some of that up. Got guys like Brian Stork out there trying to battle on the right side against Jason Pierre-Paul. He's normally going against nose tackles, not edge rushers. So, I mean, Josh, I thought, called a great game. He really did.
The last drive, the Patriots were just pushing to get it into field goal range. They got it to where Gostkowski could make the kick, 54 yards. What do you see from an NFL kicker that is just perfect so far this season?
We're fortunate to have two of those guys that have been here through this franchise over the last 20 years. This is why you franchise kickers. So for anybody who wants to call my radio show and get into arguments as to why you franchise Stephen Gostkowski, see that goalpost down there? Put it right through it at 53 with 1 second left. That's why you pay him what you pay him. That's a big kick for Steve. But we're amped up. Start the buses. Let's get the heck out of here.
All right, and we're going back to Gillette because next week we've got Buffalo.
Sounds good. Monday night.
I'll see you there, ESPN. Scott. All right, for Scott Zolak and myself, we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.